It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. If Wagner operas are notorious for their length, one of their theatrical cousins, surely, is Eugene O'Neill's four-act play, The Iceman Cometh. Charles, you're just back from a trip to Chicago to see a new production of the play at the Goodman Theater, starring Nathan Lane as Hickey, Brian Dennehy as Slade. Wagner operas can seem interminable, or they can capture you in a magical out-of-time trance. Does this Iceman fall on the side of interminable or entrancing?
Well, I would have to say it falls definitely on the side of entrancing. You forget that this is actually, despite its reputation as a deeply gloomy, pessimistic play, which indeed it is, it's also a very funny play. The characters are sort of razzing each other half the time, and it's, you know, there's a lot of laughter in it.
Nathan Lane is most renowned as a musical theater comedian. How is he in the demanding role of Hickey? That's the big role in this show.
Well, it is. It's a huge role, and in some ways he's kind of ideal for it. Because he has such a great stage personality, and Hickey is a salesman. He's made his life, you know, on the road selling stuff, and he's the patrons of the bar, who are this sort of sad sack lot, look forward to his coming like, you know, he's a savior, because he brings them all out of their gloom. And Nathan Lane really does that as soon as he walks on stage. That's his natural talent. But I was overall pleasantly impressed by his performance.
Brian Dennehy's made something of a specialty in O'Neill roles, although I guess I'd ask you first, what does it mean to be an O'Neill specialist? You do them a lot?
That's what I would say. I think certain actors, if you have a certain amount of clout and you have an affinity for a particular playwright, naturally you want to explore his canon, you know, the way a director does too. Dennehy has done, he won a Tony for his James Tyrone in Long Day's Journey under the direction of Robert Falls. He did Hickey for Robert Falls, I think, 20 years ago or so. So now he's moved to Larry Slade, and he's terrific. Larry Slade is a sort of ex-anarchist who claims to be longing for death, but of course Hickey is convinced that that's, in fact, an illusion he is clinging to. It's a very good performance.
You mentioned Robert Falls, who's the director. He's done a lot of O'Neill, too. What does his hand lend to this version of The Iceman Cometh?
A play like this, which is so long, needs to have some sort of narrative arc that's, you know, dramatic arc, rather, that's drawing you through it. And he does a very good job of stoking the suspense, because there's a certain amount of mystery involved. Everyone starts wondering, what's Hickey up to? And he draws that out very well. But above all, he's just cast the play in depth, and there are so many terrific performances on stage. It's an ensemble piece, and this is an ensemble production. I was really enchanted.
So is the production likely to come to New York? It seems strong enough from your standpoint.
Yeah, I hope it does. You know, as I said, Robert Falls' Long Day's Journey, also his Desire Under the Elms, came to Broadway. That one didn't do so well. That's a tough play. Iceman Cometh, I think, is, you know, also a tough play, but it has more of a, you know, brand. But we'll have to see. It's obviously expensive to produce. It's a huge cast. And you just never know, you know, which producers are going to be, you know, interested in putting forth this very tough play at a time when people are very obviously looking for entertainment.
Well, it's always going to be a boon for any manufacturer of gel cushion theater seats, though. Maybe
Yeah. They
will profit by it. The Iceman Cometh at the Goodman Theater in Chicago. We go around Broadway, occasionally far afield, with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR.